More than one person has a oopsie daisy tonight on tonight's episode of Schitt's Creek. This is the official after show for episode 2, only right now on AfterBuzz TV.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now,
Buzz. Woo! Here Hello. We go. What is up?
Hello, hello.
We're back here. This is the Schitt's Creek After Show. I am so excited to be part of season 6. This is going to be an epic season and an epic closer to such an amazing, amazing show. So I am so excited to dive right into this and so excited to be here with you guys. Y'all held it down last week for me, my co-host right here. Let's get right into it. Lauren, who is a super fan of Schitt's Creek and held it down last week hosting for
Thank
me.
Thank you, a super duper fan. Yes. That's right.
I love it. And we have Megan here, also motivational speaker and super fan of Schitt's Creek.
Hello.
Yay, so excited. And we've got a lot coming up. We have some juicy news and gossip, and we also have an epic special segment coming up with Megan, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. But I want to get right into our overall thoughts of this episode. What'd you think, Lauren? I know you got a lot to say.
I love the episode. I mean, I love the storylines, and knowing that this is going to be the last season, to see how things are wrapped up. Mm-hmm. But we keep getting introduced to new things, like Moira and her social media is a new thing.
Yep.
And the issue with David, a discovery of a childhood kind of nightmare scenario with Patrick. So there's still a lot going on.
Yeah. What do you think?
I agree. I think it's just so fun because you can see just this, how far they've grown and how far they've all come together as one and just individually. But I love just to see how much change, and they've all grown so much in the relationship dynamic, but it's just, like you said, it's just so many new things. You're like, whoa, that happened, and that, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I'm just so excited to see where this goes. We've got a big wedding that's going to be happening. We didn't get the right venue, but we got a wedding happening, so I'm just so excited, and I love just hearing Moira's one-liners or just all of her different words that she comes up with. There's just absolutely hilarious.
Right. Oh, so I got to give a shout out to an Instagram page called Moira Rose Word of the Day.
Ooh.
It's fantastic. Every day they post a video with one or more words. Today's word or today's sentence was, I'm being annulled by a chancy door clasp. That was when Moira was trapped last week, remember? She was trapped and couldn't open. And so the Instagram page will give you the definition for the word. So check out Moira Rose Word of the Day. They're fantastic.
Ooh, I love that. That I'm definitely following that account when I leave here. Good. Immediately.
That's amazing that exists. That makes me feel happy. I mean, that's going to inspire me.
Yes, I love it. But let's get right into the episode. Let's dive right in. And what happened at the top of this episode? We had a bedwetting incident happen. Oh my gosh. What is this?
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. Like, you know, we don't really know the inner workings of David and Patrick kind of away from the family. So we're beginning to see how they relate to each other just when they're alone. I love that. I don't think there's been enough of that to see them together, how they're going to be as a couple. Mm-hmm. And then this is a big thing that happens right away.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's cringeworthy, but it's also, it made me go, aw, because it's this intimate thing that they got to go through together, and they just, it's going to show their true character, and it's just one of those things that couples go through of many things, but it was like, but, aw.
Yeah, I love all those little endearing moments, like when Patrick proposed, back when he proposed, and he had him on his back because he hurt his foot, you know.
Right. Yes.
So I love seeing all these endearing moments and seeing them step up as a couple and really just go, you know what, I love you enough and I don't care. So I loved in this episode how Patrick just kind of diminished it a little bit. He was like, don't worry about it. I mean, it's okay. He just made him feel so comfortable, I thought.
Yeah. Which is such a dichotomy to David's frantic life, how he's such a reactionary. We talked about that last week. He's a reactionary, and Patrick is a planner and thinks about things. And so you're like, I don't know if Patrick would drive me nuts if I was going to be with somebody like that who's so calm all the time.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about it?
I think they're truly opposites. I think they balance each other well, their personalities. I wonder what horoscope signs they are. They're totally opposite.
Right.
But I agree. I think, you know, David is just so, you know, emotional, so many just like, oh my, just the facial reactions, the everything. And then Patrick just brings out this sweet side and really reminds him and shows him what a real relationship is like. And mm-hmm. the fact that you can let your guard down and you don't have to be embarrassed. And it's not, you know, it's like you're in it for the long run.
Yeah, I have to admit, I would definitely need a Patrick in my relationship because I am definitely a Daniel. I'm like, ah, freaking out. My eyebrows are going all which ways. And that I would definitely need a, I would be needing a Patrick. But it was funny when he put the plastic over the sheet. And then he got a little embarrassed about that. But I was like, but he does have to cover his bases a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah. But we know how much David loves his, you know, his special sweaters and his items and his background. So to hear the crinkle of plastic sheets is so funny. I probably could have watched an extended version of David freaking out from hearing the crinkle. Yeah.
Yeah, we love a good David freak out. But I want to pass it over to you, Lauren. I want you to let our fans know how much they mean to us, because you can find us on a lot of different social media platforms.
Right. Okay. All right. So before we move on to our next topic, we wanted to say thank you for making us AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. Now, for us to continue to grow, we could use your help. Make sure to subscribe on our YouTube channel. Give us a rating on iTunes. We have a podcast version of the show you can listen to. Leave us a comment. That would be awesome. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to me because I get to talk about shows that really have meaning to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't enjoy talking to my cats about the shows that I watch. So it's nice to talk to humans. This is the most awkward ending to a live read ever. I'm going to quickly shout out one more and get off that. On Facebook, I want to give a shout out to the Schitt's Creek Fans Shoot the Shit Facebook group, 20,000 strong. Louise Downs started it. She also created something. I don't know if you know this. There's a ShitCon. Did you know this?
I did.
There's
not
an annual meeting. It's going to take place in June 26 to 29 in Toronto. It sounds amazing. I go to Comic-Con, but I think I would enjoy this more.
I want to go to a ShitCon.
Yeah, I want to go to a ShitCon. I want to go to it all.
All right. So anyway, hello to everybody out in on the Facebook group.
Yes, and hello as well, because I realized I never even introduced myself. So my name is Rachel Swindler, and I am a lover of all things reality TV, and you might have seen me on Big Brother 20 as well. So I'm so excited to, and I am a big fan of comedy. I love comedy. This is right up my creek. There you go. But anyways, I'm so excited to be here, but I want to get right into our topic two. And that is, we had some social media stuff going on tonight. I mean, I think we can all relate to this when our parents are trying to figure out social media. So Myra, she's in The Crows Have Eyes 3.
Right.
And she's got to do a little social media takeover. But she doesn't like social media. So Alexis is trying to show her, but things kind of go a little bit of awry when she actually goes live when she goes and visits Dan in the shop.
David
in the shop.
And Patrick, yeah.
Yes, David and Patrick in the shop. And they're talking about the whoopsie daisy.
Right, the whoopsie daisy.
Talking about peeing in the bed, and it's live all over the internet.
I know.
I mean, like, the worst nightmare come true to have your parents talking about something so embarrassing, and they're taking over someone's social media account to promote their movie, and it's to thousands of followers. Or as Moira calls her, hashtag friends. I mean, holy cow. I don't know what I would do.
No, I know.
Sadly, I could top the embarrassment of a mom doing something to her son out of love. Real quickly, one day I told my parents I was going out to play pool with some friends, and the jukebox turned off, and the woman that ran the bar yelled out in the middle of the room, "Is there a Lauren here?" And this was before cell phones, and she was holding a phone, and I pick up the phone in the middle of this biker bar in Simi Valley. All I hear on the other end is, "Get your but home now, I told you to fold the laundry before you left.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm a lot better with laundry. But we have those moments when our parents embarrass the heck out of us. But Moira's little thing with David was a close second, at least in my mind.
Yeah, she's going all over social media. I wonder if she – I'm sure she was on the actual – Facebook Live of the production company, not her own, so they must have had a lot of followers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I was thinking about that. I'm like, did they have a lot of followers? Or, I mean, does the Crows Have Eyes 3, was it picked up by a big company?
Well, Interflix, which is a huge, right. So it was picked up by Interflix, so that means that
probably a lot of viewers then.
Yes.
Yes. So then that very embarrassing. But they ended up getting it deleted, but we did see Alexis push back a little bit on that.
Right.
She said, yeah, I deleted it.
But, you know, things don't get deleted on the interwebs,
exactly.
On social. So it really is never going to go away. Now, they didn't address it on the show. They didn't have to. I think we can infer that, oh, it'll be there forever.
And I mean, Alexis is kind of Moira's new publicist, and she wants to help her in that part of her career. And I mean, she's doing an amazing job, but this just right off the bat to start it off with something just so like, that wasn't supposed to happen. We weren't supposed to live stream talking about my son's wetting the bed.
Yeah.
What's going on? Yeah. Hello. And then it's just, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, Wine Cat Gal 74 and Sherry Buss. I mean, they just.
From Singapore.
I'm sure they enjoyed all of that, though.
Yeah. Now, Wine Cat Gal 74 is already on Instagram. Mm. I looked it up and there's like 6 or 7 posts.
Hey, the power of social media.
I know.
Everyone loves Schitt's Creek. That's why. That's why we also saw tonight, we saw some new dealings probably happening for a new motel. The Roland, they went and they took it upon themselves, and Johnny, they took it upon themselves to make an appointment for this new motel. And in true Roland fashion, he messes the entire thing up. Mm-hmm. He thinks he's hearing another name. He thinks it's – anyways, they end up going to a viewing for a funeral instead of a showing for a new motel. And Stevie, they're all just thrown off by this. How hilarious.
It was crazy. But what was interesting was why they went to the motel. I couldn't figure out what was going on until Johnny said that he wanted to build this empire. Mm-hmm. This is really right now, and for this season, the spark of them staying in town.
Yes, I agree.
Johnny is ready to stay there, and so I'm curious how this is going to develop.
Yeah, I mean, the big question has been throughout the whole series, are they going to stay in Schitt's Creek or are they going to spread their wings and go back to their lavish lifestyle? So I think this is very telling for maybe where this season is going to go, possibly, but we saw some pushback from Stevie.
Right.
I know. And it's like we've grown to love them all in the town, and it's just they form so many amazing relationships and memories, and you wouldn't want to see them go, but like Stevie, you know, that the cabaret, I mean, that really pushed her to realize, wait, I'm really talented and I'm really young and I kind of want to explore my life and just go travel and live and reach my own potential. And I think the thought of John asking her to, you know, become like a full-time partner in the motel just kind of freaked her out. And she's like, wait, I don't know if I'm ready for this big of a step.
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely see a lot of pushback from her and her facial expressions. And I can definitely relate a lot with Stevie on this because coming from South Carolina, I made such a big jump to come out to the West Coast to pursue what I love as well. So
yeah.
I can only imagine coming from I was from Myrtle Beach. I can't imagine coming from a Schitt's Creek because that's even, I mean, actually I can't because there's Conway's, there's Ainer's, there's all these little small towns near me where you'd go, you know, Mullins. I mean, very similar Schitt's Creek like towns, but to be stuck like that, you can feel stuck, you can feel unmotivated, and I think it's her time to spread her wings and to get out of that. I mean, she didn't even really want to take on the hotel at first when all of this happened.
Right. I almost feel like we, the audience, are kind of living or experiencing Schitt's Creek through Stevie.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're kind of like, what would we do in the situation when now our lives have been interrupted by this band of crazy rich people who come to our town? And now, you know, the fact that she's spreading her wings with this show, what if she's the one that goes on while the rest of the Rose family stays in town. So yeah,
It'll be interesting. I'm definitely excited to see if they stay in town or if they go.
Yeah.
It'll be very interesting to see. So I do want to touch on again, because we were talking about how Patrick was diminishing the whole situation with the social media. We saw right at the end of the episode, which was so cute, when he put his nose plug in and his retainer, because who doesn't like it when somebody goes, hey, listen, what you're going through, it's not that bad. Check this retainer out and check this nose plug out right before I go to bed. So again, props to Patrick for just being the most amazing boyfriend in the world.
Keeping it real.
Just keeping it real 24/7.
Yeah. Fiance, right?
Fiance. Yes, that's right. Fiance.
But it does really show just how much Patrick, they love each other, but how much Patrick loves David, because he wants to make him feel comfortable. And he knows that, you know, that was a big deal to him. And it was really embarrassing and it really affected him. And he just goes so out of his way. Hey, look, I think that's how you know when you're really in love, is when you're willing to make a fool of your own self to just make your partner really happy and feel better.
So another shout out to my wife, Rebecca, who's the Patrick in the family. Sometimes,
right.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I just kind of lose my thing and she's there to calm me down. And to give me a hug and hold my hand. So I love you.
I'm the same way. Like I said, I have a Patrick. So props to you.
Good.
Do you have a Patrick?
I do not. Well, I am, I don't even know. Like Stevie, just single.
Yes, we have a Stevie here. I love it.
All right. We're going on social and no, I'm.
All right. Well, I want to get into our special segment because I know Megan has something incredibly cool to share with us. So, Megan, hit us with that special segment.
Yes. So, this is super fun. So, we are going to talk about the three most incredibly hidden gem motels all across America. And I know we've all had those moments when you're on a road trip and you're driving through those cool little towns that you've never heard of and you just want to know more, and they have these incredible, cute, like, it's just you're in a time warp, and you're back in the 50s or the 60s. So, first one we're going to start with is the Blue Swallow Motel, which is in Tucumcari, New Mexico. And it's just super cute. It's along Route 66 and New Mexico, and it's been around since 1939, which is just, I love that neon sign. That's so iconic.
I'm obsessed with that. I want to do a photo shoot there immediately.
That's so cute.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. And then the next one we're going to go to is the Thunderbird Inn in Savannah, Georgia.
Ooh.
And it's just so cute. It's been around since the 1960s, and it's just very iconic, and it says that it has not changed since the 60s, like the furniture and the vibe. It's just like you go there and you're back in time.
Vintage.
I love it. Yes. And then the third one we're going to cover is the Austin Motel in Austin, Texas. And I personally always wanted to go to Austin, Texas.
I just went this year and I'm obsessed with Austin, Texas. Side note. Okay.
That's what everyone says. Everyone says it's the best place ever. This motel has been around for 80 years, and it's been in Old Town Austin, and it's, once again, just that cute, rustic, just...
I love the lights.
Cottagey, yes, warm, cozy lights. This makes me want to go on a road trip right now.
I just was thinking that, a motel road trip.
Yes.
And you can only stay in motels.
Yes.
We have to go to the Madonna Inn, which is up in Central California.
Iconic.
Haven't been, but it's amazing.
Yes.
We got to find out some more hidden gems around here. I know there's got to be
Thank
more.
You. That's awesome. Yes.
I love it. So Lauren is going to hit us with that news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so this past Sunday here in Los Angeles was the Critics' Choice Awards, and some of the cast was there. It was Dan Levy and Sarah and Eugene Levy, Noah Reed, Emily Hampshire, and Annie Murphy. This first picture we're looking at is the cast with
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman right there. I couldn't find out. I was trying to research to see if she was a huge fan, but I would imagine she knew who she was standing with.
Right?
but still, it's an amazing picture. The next one, Eugene and Catherine presented an award, the Best Limited Series at the Critics' Choice Awards. So it was wonderful. And of course, we know that they worked together on the show SCTV, a Canadian show, back in the day. And then finally, I love this video, if we can play this. This is Kelly Clarkson giving a shout out to Eugene in the show, the Critics' Choice Award.
I personally love Eugene Levy. I love you. So I just want to say that. Schitt's Creek is the jam. So there you go.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Everything else is great too.
Yeah. I love that.
I just have a lot of kids and I don't get to watch a lot of television. Okay.
So I think we have a super, super duper fan out there. So if Kelly ever wants to come on the show and talk about Schitt's Creek, we would love to have you. We got a spot right here.
We have a spot. Have a spot it's right going to be right here next to me if you could make that happen. Right here. I got you. Side note, I worked in Vegas for New Year's and Kelly Clarkson was the special performer and I happened to be backstage and she walked by me and it was one of those moments. I mean, I was all done up and stuff because it was through entertainment. Company, but I was staying there and she looks over at me. She goes, "Oh my God, look at you. You look so fierce." And I was like, "Thank you. I love you." Just like shaking yes. and like cowering in the corner. Like, "I love you." Very creepy. We're best friends now, though.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Then you can invite her over.
Yeah, we're best friends.
So that's what's going on. Oh, and just announced one more news item. Just announced the Paley Fest. It's an annual festival here in Los Angeles. The cast of Schitt's Creek is going to be here March 22nd at 2 p.m. They'll be interviewed live on stage. They'll have Q&A in the audience, and maybe they'll show a couple of episodes. That's at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood. So check that out.
Ooh, I love it. And just to tease a little bit more for you guys before we head out, I did get some word that we might have some really special guests coming on later in the season with AfterBuzz. So make sure you are tuning in every single week for us because we have some surprise guests coming up. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. But hit them with your social media, Lauren, and let them know where they can find you.
All right. So you can find me at Lauren Kling on Instagram, LaurenKling.
And for me, Instagram, it's at Megan W. Gallagher, MeganWGallagher.
Yes. And you can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachy Swin. So we'll have a full panel with us next week. So be sure you're tuning in. We love you guys. This is the Schitt's Creek After Show. See you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.